It is Friday, September 13th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, as Kyle just pointed out, it's Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
And if that worries you, you might have...
Brigatris Cadecophobia.
That means fear of Friday the 13th. Based on the Norse goddess Frigga, who's associated with Friday.
Oh.
And Triskaidekaphobia, which is fear of the number 13.
And then there's always the guy in the hockey mask.
Right.
Yes. Oh, dear Lord.
I do have fear of Jason, but that's a whole other thing. So let's try these suggestions for good luck while Antoinette giggles because she got it. If it's bad luck when a black cat crosses your path, it must surely be good luck when a red razorback crosses your path.
Unless you're an opponent, I suppose.
So, there will be hogs in abundance out tonight when country musician Justin Moore performs free for fans in Lot 56 at the university.
And this is for everybody, not just university students.
And for everybody, not just Razorback fans. You
Absolutely.
Can just go to hear Justin Moore.
Right.
He is from Poyen. I don't
right.
have a clue where that is.
One of the few. Not many people from Poyen.
Do you have a clue where that is?
It's in the northeast. No,
over
southeast.
Over around Little Rock somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's a huge... hog fan. Says a concert makes a good excuse to attend a Razorback game. He's also talking about his third album, Off the Beaten Path, which comes out on Tuesday. And he's launching a headlining tour on November 1st, which includes a stop at the Fort Smith Convention Center on November 3rd. So, the concert starts at 7 p.m. Good luck finding a place to park.
But he's supposed to be around later to sign autographs
yes.
and such?
Yes. And if you need help finding a place to park, go to parking.uark.edu.
All right.
So if it's good luck when you find a penny and pick it up.
Yes.
Then it must be great luck to see an art installation about a man named Coin, right?
Nice. Yes.
Even if he sort of had his own bad luck?
Yeah, he did kind of have his own bad luck.
Made his own bad luck.
Yeah, we're talking about Coin Harvey. But a very cool installation by Dayton Castleman, who lives in Bentonville, and he has become fascinated, a word he uses a lot when he's talking about Coin Harvey, and he's created his own version of the Montanay Amphitheater, complete with a slightly smaller couch modeled after the 12-foot concrete original. He borrowed the one the Rogers Historical Museum made for their exhibit. So you can sit on the couch, and you can watch slides of Coin Harvey's financial writings projected onto this installation, which is lighted from behind. But only from the couch do they make any sense. If you move around the room, the projection breaks up.
Mm.
So you can only understand it if you see it from Coin Harvey's perspective, as it were.
Interesting.
It's on show through October 4th at ACO. It's free, and there are some prints available based on the original drawings for the amphitheater and the pyramid.
The thing about these ACO shows is they're up and they're gone in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a month. So if you hear this and you want to go... remember.
Don't fool around. And they're open Saturday from 9 to 3. And if bad luck comes in threes.
Okay.
Certainly good luck must come in threes.
Yes.
So, well, you know, because I like theater, here's three things you should see.
Not a stretch at all.
The Never Ending Story is on at Arts Live Theater. Adorable. There's no great big luck dragon puppet.
I asked about that. That was one of the first things I asked about.
No. But there's a really cool kid playing the luck dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great show. So much fun. It's at 7 tonight, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday, one weekend only.
So Sunday is the final performance of the Never Ending Story.
That means it ended.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
And tickets are $6 to $8, so what a deal. The Wizard of Oz is on stage this weekend at Rogers Little Theater.
On stage and above the stage.
Above the stage, complete with flying monkeys and melting witches and a dog and a lion and a scarecrow. You know the script. 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $10 to $17 for the balcony and $48 with a ton of dinner. And Julius Caesar is not on stage but in the park at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Presented by Classical Edge Theater. Justin Schauer cut the script and promises it comes in at 75 minutes.
Ooh. Wow.
So, unlike Shakespeare in the good old days of Shakespeare, you won't be there all afternoon. And it is free.
right.
So may the odds be ever in your favor.
There you go. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.